In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
And good morning and blessed, beautiful feast of our Lord's Transfiguration. I want to begin by recounting a teaching I shared last Sunday from our Father among the Saints, Anthony the Great, the Desert Father. A secular philosopher once went to see Anthony out in the beautiful wilderness. And he said to Anthony, "You can't know God directly without your scriptures and other sacred writings. You would know nothing of God." So Anthony took him outside his hut and showed this philosopher the beautiful world around them. And Anthony said, "My first book, sir, is The Nature of Creation, and it is always on hand when I wish to read it. It is in our created humanity to encounter God first through nature. And we see regularly how nature informs and influences our liturgical and spiritual life. Last week we talked about the greenness of God and how greenness in nature informs our understanding and celebration of living life in the Holy Spirit. So today, for the Feast of Transfiguration, the Church again asks us to look to nature to help enlighten us and bring us to a deeper understanding of this divine event. And the nature we are asked to turn to today is fruit. Fruit, the fruits of the earth. So as the time for the crucifixion drew near, Jesus took his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a high mountain. And as they prayed, Jesus was transfigured before them. His form changed. His appearance was altered. His face, his whole body, even his clothes radiated divine glory. He shined so powerfully, it was to the limit of what Peter, James, and John could bear. Now, please know, this was not a change of nature. Jesus didn't become something new. Jesus, being God incarnate, already has this divine glory within him. It's his nature. It's already who he is. The change in appearance was letting a portion, letting a measure of that divine glory become visible for the benefit of his followers. Now, interestingly, when Jesus reveals his glory, Moses and Elijah appear with him and speak of the Savior's upcoming crucifixion. They talk about the cross. It is interesting that they speak of the cross because divine glory is more than just a powerful light that knocks you over, or according to the icon in the center of the church, knocks your shoes right off. Take a look. One of the apostles, his shoe is flying off. Divine glory is more than just this power coming out. Divine glory is also sacrificial love. It's the nature of God. It's the nature of God's divine glory to sacrifice himself for the creation he loves so deeply so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. When Jesus is about to be crucified, he says, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." Divine glory is not just overwhelming light. It is equally the giving up of the self. It is sacrificial love. And in fact, these two are one. The light and the love are one. And so then, to supplement that profound truth, God says, "But you already knew that through nature." God says, "Nature has been pointing to me since the beginning of time. And look no further than the fruit." That's God's message to us through the church. Look no further than the fruit, so to see that you already knew this. Now, I happen to have here, you probably can't see it, maybe you can if you've got good eyes, a tiny little apple seed that I took from one of our crab apples from our tree in our front yard. We have a big crab apple tree in our front yard. If you drive south after church, take a look. It's currently covered with like 3,000 beautiful red crab apples. Now, if a person didn't know any better, this seed looks like almost nothing. If you didn't know what it was, you'd say, "Oh, what's that? That's nothing. It's like a speck of dirt from the ground below." But in the same way that the eternal divinity of God was hidden in the human flesh of Jesus, this seed hides an almost unimaginable glory when you compare what it could become to this, what it could become. Within this seed is another 20-foot tall crabapple tree with enough life force to create over its lifetime hundreds of thousands of apples, each with their own seed. This could perpetually go on with this life process forever, as long as God allows it. This one seed has enough life power hidden within it to perpetually keep that life going forever. And not to mention the generations of leaves and flowers and fruit and beauty and shade and scent, all hidden within this tiny little seed. In nature, through this fruit, through this seed, very much reveals our Lord's transfiguration. That the eternal divinity of God is hidden in the flesh of Jesus should not surprise us. It should not surprise us when we consider the life force hidden in this tiny seed and the seeds that went in to make all the fruit here and in all the foods of the world. Now, of course, for that life force to be both revealed and accomplished, what has to happen? This seed must die and be buried in the earth. In fact, it's in this seed's nature to die and be buried in the earth. It's its nature to do that. Jesus himself said, unless a seed falls into the ground and dies, it bears no fruit. It bears no fruit. He's speaking, of course, of his own death and his own burial, God's ultimate act of sacrificial love for a broken and dying people. But Jesus uses nature, he uses this image of the seed to reveal the meaning and message and depth of that love. When Jesus is transfigured on the mountain, he reveals the radiance and power of his divine glory, of his divine nature. And within that is the reality of sacrificial love in a broken world. And then God says to us, but you already knew that through nature. For nature has been pointing to me since the beginning of time. And so as you go out today, as we all each go out today on this feast, I encourage you to take a moment to stop and consider something, anything in nature. Just stop sometime today and just take a look at something in nature. And think about it for a minute. And let your heart be open to the deeper truths within, the life force hidden beneath the surface that reveals the wondrous reality of God's divine revelation. Amen.